So taking a moment just to notice how the body feels in the posture of standing. If your balance is okay, you can close your eyes or let the gaze gently lower. And beginning with that simple standing, knowing that you're standing. Coming home to the body, knowing there is the body. The body standing. Bringing awareness to your feet in contact with the ground. Sensations of hardness or pressure, heaviness, pushing, solidity, resistance, all the elemental qualities of earth. Then bringing the awareness further up the body to the knees and just allowing the knees to be soft, not locked, not rigid. Noticing the position of the hips. Inviting the tailbone to tuck slightly. And then traveling up the awareness, up the spine, to the shoulders. Making sure the shoulders are aligned over the hips. And the head is fully supported at the top of the spinal column. Arms hanging loosely by your sides. So that just as in the sitting posture, the body can begin to express this balance of uprightness and ease. Bringing awareness to the whole body and the interplay of all of those different physical sensations throughout the whole body. In a few more seconds, the bell is going to ring. You can make a choice whether to continue standing or to sit. If you choose to sit, seeing if you can notice that pulse of chaitanya, of volition, before each bodily movement in the transition from standing to sitting. And notice why you're choosing to make that change, or why you're choosing to continue standing. Whatever posture you're in now, continuing to stay steady with the ever-changing flow of sensations, tingling and vibrating and hardness and pressure, lightness and ease, warmth and coolness, perhaps all the little micro movements that the body's making to stay upright. In another minute, the bell's going to ring again and you have a choice point. Noticing any movement in the mind towards sitting or continuing to stand. Noticing whatever the underlying motivation is. Perhaps some form of wanting or not wanting. Just to know. And then whatever you choose to do, if you choose to change position, seeing if you can notice those micro pulses of intention as the body moves from standing to sitting or sitting to standing. And again, whatever posture you're in now, noticing the changing physical sensations and the changing feeling tones. Perhaps from a majority of unpleasant to pleasant, or the opposite, beginning to shift from more pleasant to more unpleasant. Or perhaps neither. Perhaps most of the sensations in the body now are neutral. Staying present, staying steady with this ever-changing flow of physical sensations and feeling tones. Practicing with bare awareness. Letting go as best you can of any compounding into liking or not liking. Staying steady and balanced with whatever sensations and feeling tones are arising and passing away. And again, in a moment, you'll have a choice point when the bell rings. So noticing any mental activity in relation to choosing what to do. And noticing what might be driving the motivation to change or to stay. Perhaps a sense of being pushed by unpleasant feeling tones or pulled by the possibility of pleasant feeling tones. Or perhaps staying steady and stable. Whatever you choose to do right now, bringing as much clarity as you can to that choice. And if you change posture, noticing those micro pulses of intention with each movement that comes as you change posture. Whatever posture you're in now, taking a moment just to notice, how is the body now? How is the heart mind now? Beginning to pay attention to the mind and to notice, how are you relating to whatever your experience is right now? Is there simple relief if you change to sitting? Or does it shade over into liking, wanting, greed, hoping for it to continue? If you're still standing, perhaps you're aware of slightly more unpleasant feeling tones. Sometimes there's a consequent tightening in the mind. A subtle or not so subtle resisting experience or disconnecting from it. Wanting it to end. Perhaps there's a sense of steadiness and balance. Just noticing whatever is true for you right now. Any responses in the mind to your experience. Seeing if they can simply be known without compounding into any of the five hindrances of desire for sense pleasure, aversion, sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry, or skeptical doubt. And again, in a moment, there'll be a choice point. So tuning in and noticing the responses in the mind. And if you choose to change posture, noticing all those micro pulses of intention as you shift from standing to sitting or sitting to standing. And through this process of staying steady with the ever-changing flow of experience, through this process of bringing awareness to the beginnings of the arising of any hindrances, and inviting them to release. In this steadiness, you might begin to notice in their place some of the awakening factors coming into play. These might be just very tiny buds, as Bhikkhu Anālayo likes to say, but still they have the potential to become stronger and stronger. So taking a moment to notice, how is the mindfulness now? How about investigation? Is there some interest, some curiosity about what's happening? How is the quality of energy in the body, the heart, the mind? Is there some joy, some delight, some rapt interest in your experience right now? And as this joy stabilizes, it might give way to tranquility, to calm, to stillness. And that stillness allows samadhi to strengthen, steadiness, stability, absorption of the mind, completely non-wavering. And then from this steadiness, equanimity naturally arises. The mind that's completely at ease and accepting. No wanting. No not wanting. Just open and steady and present with whatever your experience is, moment to moment to moment. Noticing the pulses of intention as you change posture to sitting if you aren't already. slowly, mindfully, bringing the body back to sitting.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.